morning. Today is Thursday, August the 18th. Boy, the cat, he's even got a new haircut. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck is with us.
Heck yeah, back to school haircut time. Barbershops and beauty salons are busy.
That's what I flash back to when that mattered to me.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
But it's kind of like the ongoing struggle. And you're not even running solo today. What's this about?
I am not. I've got Michael Davies Hughes with me, our Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services.
Right, the guy with the title that doesn't say anything. Oh, boy. Let's see if we can get a quote to kick this thing off, huh?
Yeah, there's got to be
something. Something around county fair.
Ooh.
Do you have any piggies in the barn this year?
I do. Okay. We've got six goats going down, two lambs, two pigs, a replacement heifer, and a steer.
You're going to have the empty nest syndrome when you get back at the end.
I can't wait to, you know what?
You have to wait for the kids to leave. I mean, the whole family's
exactly,
gone.
There you go.
Yeah.
We celebrate when there's less mouths to feed after this fair.
Oh, boy. Okay, here's an interesting one. Margaret Mead. No matter how many communes anybody invents, the family always creeps back. Yeah, if we said cohorts instead of communes, it would probably feel a lot more comfortable for a lot of us. So what are you guys up to this time of the year? And this is kind of like the final countdown, so to speak.
Oh, nothing. We're just kind of bored.
Yeah, well, you know. All right, maybe I need to talk to Michael instead of you because I knew that.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Oh boy. So here we are. Is all the dust being cleaned off? Is everything ready? Should everything be ready right now? Is there still
we still have
another
11
week
days
to be able to play with?
We have 11 days. Yes. So we are T-minus 11 days, we are getting ready. The staff all comes. A lot of staff work all summer, but the school term staff all come back on Monday for the most part.
The 22?
Yes. Yep. Yep. And we have a kickoff welcome back reception head on out to professional development. And that's why Michael's here to talk a little bit about that.
Are you going to dry run your presentation in front of everybody for us? Are we that privileged?
Well, we have several presenters, so we're going to share the love on that.
Okay. Somehow I feel gauntlet. Is an image that should come into play at this point, huh? Fred, what is your goal for the next week? When everybody reports and things start settling in and the training happens, how are you going to know you're ready?
Well, it doesn't matter whether we're ready or not. It's coming. I will say that. But what I will say is the goal is to have everybody around ready to go because this time of year is when everyone comes in with high anticipation and high expectation and high hopes of the school year to come. And so we want the teachers and classified staff and everybody to come back and just really build on those high hopes and expectations so we can greet all those shiny faces on the first day of school with a smile and have them all welcome and really kick off that school year with a positive note.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Commercial conversations that go on. KINS, good morning. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop with Fred Van Fleck. Michael's going to get a chance to talk here just in a moment or two. You got your week preparation. You got Michael involved in some of the processes. Is this time, Fred, for the principals to kind of get their feet underneath them to start digging in to set their culture if there's a new principal at a school? Does that happen this week also? Or I'm trying to think. You guys have gone from being closed to being open, so it's a new business, so to speak.
Right.
So you're setting the new culture for the employee base next week.
Right.
So I'm trying to draw a parallel there rather than, you know, this is an ongoing thing and we just took the weekend off.
Right.
Which
right.
really, I mean, it's been long enough, things have changed. You got new players in the mix too.
Well, for Michael and I, it's an ongoing thing and we just took the weekend off. But for the principals, many of them took a good portion of the summer off.
Should we look at your scars on the back from where you've been whipped all summer long doing that extra work?
Oh, you know my wife. So anyway, she's probably listening. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. We actually had our, and we call it a leadership retreat, although it's nothing too fancy or anything like that. We
were going forwards, not backwards, though. Let's make that clear.
Yes, we are going forwards, not backwards.
Right. We're not
yes.
retreating.
Yes, this is true. That's a good
a misnomer.
Point. So we had our leadership retreat yesterday, and that's where we have all of our principals, assistant principals, directors, anybody that's an administrator come in, and we really set that tone and vision for the year. And so they're all back to work this week as they're prepping for the direct support staff that support students next week. So they're all doing their prep. They're all getting ready. We have some new principals around the district. We have a new principal at Zane Middle School, Randall Sims. We have a new principal at Grant Elementary, Christy Puz. We have a new principal at Alice Burney Elementary, and that's Beth Holcomb. So three new spots around the district. We also have a continuing principal. He basically was a principal last year because we had a principal who was splitting at College of the Redwoods, but Omar Katab at Zoe Barnum High School as well.
That's a pretty big percentage.
Of principals?
Of turnover. Is that by design or is that normal?
That's actually fairly normal.
And four out of what, eight, nine?
Yeah, we have four elementary schools, two middle schools, two high schools.
And a new director of the preschool.
That's true, and a new director of the preschool program.
I hit it.
Yes.
Four out of nine.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
Five out of nine now.
There you go. But even if you dig a little bit deeper than that, and this was interesting, of all of our principals and assistant principals, and help me out, Michael, Renee, our personnel director, reported this out yesterday. I think it was only three of them have been in their spots for longer than 3 years. And so we are a very much changing district right now. 33 new teachers this year. We had pretty close to that same number last year.
How many are grows?
How many are...
10 positions?
No, far less than that are growth positions.
Okay. So these are just
maybe one.
Retire replacement kind of things?
Yeah, retire replacements, people moving out of the area, different things like that. But if you rewind just 5 years ago, we had times where we had no new teachers or maybe one new teacher. It's just a changing time in the face of Eureka City Schools is very different than it was just a few years ago. 33 teachers is basically almost one out of every five teachers. It isn't almost. It is one out of every five teachers is a new teacher this year to our district.
So you've had 40% teaching turnover?
In the past 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably close to that. But a couple of those teachers would be repeats, meaning that we had about 35 new teachers last year. Some of those first-year teachers left, and these are replacements for some of those first-year teachers. And I also want to be clear, when I say first-year teacher, first year with Eureka City Schools, that doesn't mean that they're not experienced. And the interesting thing is this year, we hired the most experienced teachers that we've, I think, ever really hired. Something like, I want to say six or seven of those teachers have in excess of 10 years experience.
You're not nailing from your neighbors, are you?
Yeah, we are. And that's the interesting thing when you get into a teacher shortage. You start robbing Peter to pay Paul. So many of them are coming from out of the area, and we hire lots of teachers from out of the area, which is great to recruit them up here. And then many of them are also coming from within the area. So
Michael, what kind of teachers do you prefer? New to the area or somebody from another district that's kind of familiar with what's going on?
you know, it doesn't matter really where they come from, Brian, as long as whatever they do results in improved student outcomes. So
I wouldn't expect anything different from somebody from Wales, right?
He trained that one well, didn't he? So, Michael, what are your goals for next week?
Well, actually, the goal is to start to kick off the year with our staff feeling the most prepared, just ready to go into the classrooms, ready to support students. I think there's been a lot of preparation during the summertime. We talked about the new principals. Six of those principals had the opportunity back in June. So right at the end of the school year, in fact, the following week, they had the opportunity to go down to UCLA for a principal's institute. So this
boy, LA in summer, you betcha, I'm going to sign up for that one.
That's why we send them there, because we want them to learn.
Yeah, focus. You don't go outside, focus.
So as you well know, Brian, you know, one of the powerful pieces of getting a group together from the same place is that they have the opportunity to collaborate, and collaboration is key.
Yeah. Yep. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck. Michael, it's your turn, buddy.
Hey, I'm on.
All right. And we won't talk about the Olympics, okay, and how good the Welsh track team is doing this past week.
We've got some star Welsh athletes.
Now, Great Britain is doing okay, but I don't know if you want to associate with those folks.
It depends.
Yeah, who's buying the beer? Depends.
If we're doing well, we're part of the GB. If we're not, then who are those guys?
Yeah. So now Fred has kind of outlined what his goals are for next week.
Yeah.
Now you're coming in, and Your reference points are a little bit different than what his are.
Yeah, I'm waiting a little bit more in the pool. Fred's got that 30,000-foot view of what's going on, and I'm a little bit more in the mud, just making sure that the logistics are in place. And, of course, I have a lot of support with that. But we have a tremendous team within Eureka City Schools. One of the things that I think is very positive for us is that we have a lot of internal capacity. You know, many school districts have to send their teachers or their support staff away in order to get the training that they need. We don't feel that we need that at Eureka City Schools because we have rock stars that are able to professionally develop the rest of the staff without the need.
So
to
more
go.
Of a mentor?
Absolutely.
Rather than bringing in the ace.
Yeah. Exactly. Because what happens with the ace, Brian, is that the ace gets you a one-shot deal. And the binder, and it goes on the shelf. And unless you have that ongoing support, then it's really difficult to make meaningful change. Whereas if you already have the staff that's there, that's leading that charge, then they can provide that ongoing professional development as the year goes on. And we have a cadre of coaches that provide that for the teachers. We liaison with the County Office of Education to provide some of that, multiple day workshops, but it's the ongoing piece that's important. That's what's going to bring about a positive change for kids.
So I guess your role is more of a cattle prod?
Keep the carrot bag open more than that.
Yeah, depends on what side of the horse you like. I suppose, we're using all these ag references for you, Fred, because of the county fair. And
excellent. Yes.
Yeah. Wake up, over there, buddy.
Well, I thought I was behaving over here. Let Michael talk a little
bit. He's thinking he's got to feed the horse. Yeah. So you've got the internal warriors, so to speak, for whatever the training areas are. You're just kind of overseeing and making sure that everybody's staying on the rail?
Yeah, and not just, staying on the rail, if we look at that as being prioritizing what it is that we're about. You know, what do we provide for kids? What are our focus areas? And then make sure that everybody's on the same page. That's really important because there's so much opportunity to learn new things, new techniques, new strategies. But all of those strategies and techniques need to result in improved student outcomes in the areas where we have focused our energies. And for that, we have two what we call wildly important goals in the district. So they're the WIGs, in other words. And those wildly important goals are around getting our kids college and career ready and improving school climate. So our goals are around those two main areas. So all of our professional development, all of our collaboration is pointing to and supporting those two goals.
One is relatively easy to measure, pretty objective.
Yeah.
The other, not so much so. So how do you know you've got a culture? I would think if you're inside the bottle,
yeah.
Okay, you got one reference. If you're outside the system looking in, you may have different references of culture and how are you determining that definition, functional definition?
It is a little tougher than that first one where you're looking at academic progress. But regardless, we have data that we take a look at in tracking how are not only our students but our staff as well feel about the culture and climate within our schools. And we do that through, we have examples of California Healthy Kids Survey, for example, that's administered statewide. We can look at certain key elements of that year over year and determine, are we making improvements in that regard? We can look at suspension data for students. Are we suspending students? What alternatives do we have? Before we make any decision about a change that we're going to make, we do take a look at that data, and we have pretty hard data, multiple years to look at, even with school climate.
I'm thinking you're saying suspensions. Now, I could argue both sides on that one.
Let's go.
Whether a low number is good
yeah.
or a high number is good, or a low number is bad or a high number is bad. If you've got, since he's over there and so quiet, Teacher Fred, not to be confused with anybody that we know.
For the record, I've never been suspended.
Yeah. So you got Teacher Fred who comes in, and he is more of a disciplinarian. Kid acts out. I'm not going to endanger the educational experience of the other 25 kids in my classroom for that yahoo. Boom, you're gone. Laying down the law, have boundaries, decorum, dignity, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you got Teacher Ken who comes in. I'll just kind of suck it up and we'll do a workaround. We'll accommodate. We don't want to deal with the confrontation. Hey, kids have to experience all kinds of people in their life. And if you got some that are a little bit more rambunctious than others, so be it. So, same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
One, you get numbers. The other, you don't get numbers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make that allowance?
Yeah. Well, as you well know, because you've got one of your kids across the way over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one size doesn't fit all. And what works for one child may not work for another. So what we have to do for our teachers and for our staff, our support staff, is to provide them with what are the other alternatives to suspension? What other things can we do that will bring about a lasting change for that child? Because suspension, and data has proven this over time, does not work in changing, bringing about meaningful change for students.
But accountability does.
Accountability has many different faces, Brian. So we just have to find one.
I sense a commercial break coming up so we can get into that real conversation. It's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. I feel better. We're back to working out all the kinks during the breaks. Michael and Fred from Eureka City Schools are with us this morning. Guys, we only have a couple minutes left. School starts on the 29th?
Is that the first day of school? Yes, Monday the 29th.
Already.
The school bus drivers are all ready.
They
the kids
are
ready. The they commuters are
ready. Wait. Hold on. I'm not sure the kids are ready, but keep going.
Yeah, okay. What last minute things would you tell to mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, if you could, about the 29th?
So I'm going to take that in a couple different directions.
Not too many, man. You are under 2 minutes.
Number one, bring your kids to school. Get them to school the first day of school. Number two, get your kids to school every day unless they're sick, because you can't learn unless you're in school. And it's so important that the children attend school and be there every day, be there ready to learn and do the things that they need to do. Number three, do what you can to support your children's learning at home, because we only have them for 6 hours a day, and we do everything we can during those 6 hours a day. But there's another, let me add this up real quick, 18 hours a day left there that's at home. Granted, some of that's sleeping, but a lot of that is time that learning can be continued out of the schools. One of the things that's really unique about Eureka City Schools for this area is the size of the district, and it allows us to do the professional development that we're talking about today that unfortunately some of the smaller school districts just don't have the infrastructure to do. So it's really exciting to me that we can put together a comprehensive professional development plan for our teachers and keep them on the cutting edge of providing the best learning experiences possible for the students in Eureka City Schools.
Don't you share?
Share with who?
Other teachers. Other districts.
Other districts?
You guys find
Sure. If another district wants to join on with us, they're welcome to come on. But we've never had that happen.
Or come over and ask and say, hey, Fred, what'd you guys learn? Would you mind?
Yeah, we're absolutely open to that.
Or not Fred, Michael. Sorry.
Yes. We're absolutely open. And that's not to say, I don't want it to sound like other districts aren't doing things. That's not it at all. It's just the infrastructure that we have, we're really proud of and doing a great job. But there's tremendous schools up here on the North Coast.
And drivers, take a little bit more time because there's going to be a little bit more traffic out there. Yeah, pay attention.
Yes.
Thanks for coming by, guys. See everybody tomorrow.
Thank you.